Ah, it's you. The one about to meet the most curious of fates. I've been expecting you, human. So please, have a seat with me. Why, yes, this is what you'd call a nightmare. Not my original intentions, I'll admit. But the one trying to tell you these things isn't particularly well-versed within this art of magic. Thus the distortion of the plane around us. Who am I? Whilst an understandable question, I'm afraid I cannot answer. For the simple fact it would spoil certain revelations, let's say. And if things were to be revealed earlier than planned, well, they might not go her way, which would be a bad thing. Not that I know much about you in particular either, but I'm not here to judge. Only to follow orders and give you a little nudge whenever necessary. Oh dear, are you confused already? I figured as much. But don't worry. Things will reveal themselves crystal clear soon enough. But now, all I need you to do is trust me,
so I can help you.
Yes, I can help you, but only if you trust me.
I can tell you don't trust me, but why? I just want to help you, and I can only do that if you trust me.
Pathetic. You really don't trust me at all. Do you?
Come on, though. You should trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Hey, human. You're finally awake. Though, by the look on your face, it wasn't because you'd finished sleeping, but rather because of what I assume to have been a nightmare? I'm right, am I not? I figured. The way your eyes are dilated and your breath is quickened gave it away. Plus, I saw you jolt up the moment I came around the corner. I'll admit, I had no idea you humans could dream while under my spells. A curious discovery, to be sure. Too bad it turned into a nightmare, though. Why? Just thinking about why you had that nightmare. Nothing special. Though, since you did have one, mind telling me exactly what it was all about? You know, what did you see during it? What were the voices telling you? How did it end before you woke up? That sort of stuff. I'd really like to know. What? You prefer not to tell me? I know I've been talking quite a lot since we first met, but trust me when I say I can be a good listener, too. Why not? You're clearly shaken from the nightmare, and since I know talking about scary things can help digest them, it's really in your best interest to tell me. Besides, while the main reason would obviously be your well-being, I also need to know for other very important reasons that I unfortunately, can't tell you about just yet. So skip the games and just tell me what you dreamt about already before you make things more difficult than they should be. You need the reason. Actually, you know what? I have a better question. Why are you being so difficult about sharing your nightmare? I need to know what it was about in order to help you. I'm sure it's not even that... Okay, that wasn't nice of me at all. I am sorry. I didn't mean to lash out at you like that this early in the morning. Some stuff came up earlier, and it's been upsetting me ever since, but I should not force that frustration and anger on you. I also should be more aware of the fact that humans might not see the same significance in dreams as we dragons do. Or perhaps none at all, for that matter. I should just grant you the time it might take for you to get your mind straight again. Especially since we already concluded that the nightmare has you literally shaking. So please, take your time. You know, I don't even think it's the nightmare being so bad that you don't want to share it. Like, yes, sure, it might have been scary to experience. That's just what nightmares do and are, but you've lived through literal worse. So I don't think that's the issue. I know you're not the type to be spiteful either, so you not wanting to tell me because you're angry with me is also unlikely. And you're not a hatchling, so again, I don't think it's the fear of the nightmare itself, but it's the whole issue of trust again, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I have the feeling you don't want to tell me because you don't feel safe enough with me. You're in fear I might exploit the nightmare in order to keep you in line. I just... You know, given what I've displayed so far with my sadistic tendencies, my treatment of you, my seeming mental instability with my mood shifting every 5 minutes, unfortunately, I have to admit that those fears are somewhat based in reality. I had hoped, after sending you to sleep with at least a name to call me by, and by letting you sleep in your own bed at that, it might feel more familiar and safe when you eventually did wake up, allowing you to have some comfort despite being in a strange new place that you've been dragged to and forced to call home with no way back. Even if I doubt you'd want to return regardless. Oh? You hadn't even noticed you were sleeping in your own bed? Well, if that's the case, do take a moment to look around the room. Perhaps you might spot even more familiar items. Indeed. I've brought over all your belongings and tried my best to put them in a similar arrangement. Again, in the hopes they might comfort you, which might help us converse and get to know one another. It's not perfect, of course. This is a dugout cave, and not an actual cottage with human-made shelves. So, while things are in slightly different places, I'd like to think it's good enough for now. Your things? I managed to save them from a burning house in the middle of some weird human village I came across during my hunts. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. What makes you think I had anything to do with the fire? I'd never purposely burn down a village of humans that were out to hurt someone that's grown incredibly important to me. Entire obvious, truth be told? Yes, I very much had something to do with it. Basically, I set your possessions on fire to use as bait. I wanted to let your village form a hunting party to take revenge on the ravenous beast who invaded our lands and is ruining the future of our children. And then I figured they'd follow my tracks, find us in the woods together, after which I would fake your death and fly you off into the sunset. It being rather fortunate that they took the bait so successfully. At the same time, it was also slightly unfortunate. The bait was a little too successful. They figured it out much more quickly than I had expected, which led to the party finding us before I could introduce myself properly and ruining my plans from there on out. Skip to the faking of your death, followed by a rather intimidating flight with me showing some less than ideal behavior, after which you got some exposure to the true language, only for you to fall asleep for about a week before we finally land in the present. Not really what I had planned. But then again, I don't think you had planned to be taken by me either. So, I suppose we have that in common. First off, no, none of them have been killed or too seriously injured. Using fire like that is not my style. It's just so uncivilized. Second, you indeed heard that correctly. It's been more than a week since I sent you off to sleep. I started worrying that she would not wake up at all. Luckily for the both of us, that wasn't the case. It's a good thing you did wake up, because otherwise I would have had to start trying to wake you up with spells. Ah, it's pretty unpleasant. Quite a shock to the system. Although, it probably just would have woken you up in the same shaken way as that nightmare did. Regardless, I do hope your nerves have calmed down. I can tell your eyes aren't as dilated as before, and your breathing is calmed. So, I assume you're feeling a bit more sociable? Is that the right word? Yes, a more sociable state of mind. Anyway, I understand if you're still digesting and recollecting the events that have happened so far, so really, do take your time if you need it. That makes me really happy to hear. I'm glad you're feeling better and that I could help. Ah, I knew it was a good idea. Fireside. Oh. I have put your bows and knives away for the time being. I know they're very important to you, so I've stored them safely near my hoard, but for the sake of us both, it's best if you don't have access to them right now. Perhaps when we grow closer in our relationship, you can have them on person. But that's something for the future. As, however ironic it sounds, I can't trust you not to try to shoot an arrow in my backside or bury a knife in between my scales. Not that you'd be able to hurt me. The consequences would be unpleasant enough that I would prefer to avoid the situation altogether. Understood? Regardless, on to the real reason I'm here. Food. And water. That too. While it may not look like it, I've been worried about you That's why I was checking up on you. I've been doing this for the past week, both mornings and evenings, checking to see if you'd woken up or if your health was declining. I'm aware you humans are notoriously fragile when it comes to surviving without any food, and especially without any water. But like I said, I would have used spells to wake you up if you'd started to become too close to dehydration or starvation. Now then, given that your nerves have calmed down significantly since I first checked up on you, I would imagine you're starting to feel a little peckish. I'll take that as a yes. So, I will get right on that. Just sit where you are, and I'll get you something to eat and drink. Good. You're still where I told you to stay. Believe me when I say I've seen far too many of your kind try to weasel their way out of things, even when I warn them not to. It always ends badly for them. Not something I would wish on you, if I'm being honest. It's also the reason I used that circle of fire. Not because it was overkill, but because I didn't want to do worse. Not that that matters, because luckily you were smart enough to do as you were told and behaved, which means you don't have to be punished and get to feast instead. Well, eat up. By the look on your face, you must really be starving, so get that stomach something to sate it. The meat is part of some deer I hunted the other day, and while it might not be as fancy as some of your human banquets, it will suffice. I just hope I cooked it properly. Humans can't eat raw flesh, correct? Ah, yes. Then I remembered it correctly. Seems I did manage to get some human physiology right after my, extensive, non-announced, and dubiously consensual observations I made of your life for the past few months. I suppose the proper word would be stalking, yes, but I had to make sure you didn't suspect anything. You saw the mob hunting after me. You being an outcast in your village, I have no doubt they would try to use you as bait in the most horrible sense of the word. After all, we're both aware of how horrible they are. Regardless, while you feast on the roasted deer, I think it's time for me to finally properly introduce myself. You don't have to say anything, but please do pay attention. It's not unlikely that your body will faint again once it's sated with food and water, and since I'm not sure when you will wake up again after that... Human, as I hastily told you before, I am a Witcher. I am the Dragoness of the Mountains and an extension of the gods, possessing the ability to create many of your desires and... This is already getting too formal and pretentious, isn't it? I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've needed to introduce myself in a more casual way. I don't get close to others often. Let alone to a human such as yourself. Yeah. I'm not exactly the most social of my kind either. If anything, I'm actually quite a horrible representative for dragons in general. I'm an outcast, living alone here in the mountains since I had nowhere to go. But that, however, is a story for another time. I had hoped that I'd be at least somewhat of a good hostess this far into the timeline. Yet, it seems I have achieved many things opposite of what I had planned. I'll confess. There are reasons why I want so badly for you to trust me. But I cannot reveal them to you just yet. And it tears me apart that I've got my wings tied like that. I like you a lot, human. You've showed me compassion I did not know humans possessed. And I hope I can repay you for that sometime. Whatever that might imply. Just know that you are incredibly important to me. And I'll protect you with all that I have, if need be. Whatever the future will hold for us, I will be here for you. And together, we can brave this horrid world and hopefully build up something that will last. With all that being said, I think it's best you go back to sleep. Your body is still exhausted from the spells I put on you. Perhaps when you're fully rested and I am more relaxed, things will be easier for the both of us. Please. We both know you can't stay awake. Just look at your eyes. They're practically shut already. Don't struggle harder and make it more difficult than it already is for the both of us. Please. Sleep. Know that I am sorry for what I have done so far. I care about you, human. Sleep well, and I'll see you again soon. For you are mine, and I am yours.